Boom and bust. It's an all-too-familiar cycle that follows mining. It's certainly created its share of ghost towns in Colorado, but there are places that have found ways to bounce back.
We had 11,000 people living in Telluride in 1900, and then the mining industry collapsed, and we went down to 340 people.
Hall Major is with the Telluride Foundation. The organization helps the region and local nonprofits through grants. Today, Telluride is known for its world-class skiing and its many summer celebrations, including the annual Bluegrass Festival. But what's working in Telluride may not be what town leaders in Nucla and Naderita in western Montrose County want or can replicate. Still, Major sees opportunity, especially for outdoor recreation.
They have trophy hunting. They have a river. They have great trails for jeeping, mountain biking. We need to find a replacement economy, and we need to recruit that. And that's not about getting companies to relocate. That's about trying to leverage whatever's endemic to that area.
Uranium was the big employer there until the mid-1980s. Coal filled in the gaps. But the New Horizon mine closed earlier this year, and the Tri-State Power Plant is next. That's left many with tough decisions. Emma Pace is 17. She just started her senior year of high school.
My dad works for the coal mine, and once he loses his job, we're thinking about moving. And I just don't want to move back if my parents aren't here.
But there are those counting on the area to find a place for itself after coal.
Chicken Bryant Steak, $11.95.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Rimrock Hotel. You can't miss it. Orange trim punctuates the light brown stucco facade. The building dates back to the 1950s, but it was shuttered when Reed Mitchell bought it 3 years ago.
And it looked like the whole community was in the doldrums, and the one thing, in my view, that a community needs is a good place for people to stay and a good place for people to eat.
Mitchell tells me his 46 rooms are usually booked for most of the year. But the adage, build it and they will come, may not be enough to grow his business long term without other changes. Governor John Hickenlooper believes that includes broadband.
You have almost a responsibility that it's like a chain, and we're never stronger than our weakest link.
About 30% of the state doesn't have access to high-speed internet. That's especially true in remote areas like Nucla and Naderita and Telluride, which is why the governor was recently there discussing the topic of economic vitality in rural areas.
Can you imagine if you drove through the West and all these little towns that used to be boarded up, all of a sudden they're kind of bustling?
To that end, the Colorado Department of Local Affairs has set aside $20 million from energy impact funds to focus on broadband. Irv Halter leads the agency. He says it's crucial for public safety and education, and that it opens doors for job creation by encouraging people to move there that wouldn't have considered it.
They may be doing code for Microsoft and, out in California, but they can do it from home. These are hardworking people, but it's a lifestyle now where they, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they want to go take a mountain bike ride. They can do that.
The state is also streamlining workforce training and economic development programs to make it easier for communities to access help following the loss of mining jobs in areas like Montrose and Delta County. Still, others are calling it home for the long term, regardless of the uncertainty.
I really want people to be here, and I want it to be booming, but at the same time, I want it to be quiet.
Emma Stouffer Griffin moved to Hotchkiss 7 years ago. She and her husband now run a successful food business. Part of Delta County's solution is switching over from a mining focus to agriculture. Stouffer Griffin says that's attracting more young people.
We're meeting teachers and more agriculture farmers and librarians and video techs, and they all live here. They're all based here, and they want to be here for the lifestyle. A lot of this stuff has been here. Just some new energy. And I know that the economy is not great, but seems like things are starting to roll.
That sense of optimism was offset by others I met who are worried about their future and what the loss of mining means for the towns they live in. A divide between urban and rural is playing out in western Colorado. And even with the state focusing more on economic grants, job retraining, and broadband, it's too early to tell if those efforts will ultimately bridge the gap in coal country. I'm Benta Berkland.